Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Today, my friends, I want to answer a question that was sent to me by email, but I want to expand on it quite a bit. That is because I think when I get emails like this one I got yesterday, that I realize that many of you listen to my show for days, weeks, sometimes months, sometimes even years. And although the show is hopefully entertaining, you don't really know what we do. And I just want to let you know that from the beginning, that was my goal. I did not want an infomercial radio show. I've tried to stay away from that. I don't talk about my company. I don't talk about my business that much. I try to stay away from my own personal success and wealth because it's really about you and your financial freedom and how you can obtain it. But today, I want to go backwards a little bit. And I want to cover what Lifestyles really is and where it's come from and what it has blown up into. And I want to make you an offer to come see it from the inside out. Again, you won't see me do too many of these kinds of shows. Once a year, twice a year, the most. Maybe four times a year if I really got aggressive on it. But it's simply because people don't understand what we do here. Now, the question I got in the email the other day was, Mr. Walmsley, I'm very interested in investing with you and your people. However, it's scary. It's my life savings. It's a big investment. And I'm a little afraid. So can you show me the deals you do? Can I see the deals? All right, on the surface, that seems realistic, right? Until you really understand what Lifestyles Unlimited is. Lifestyles is a education and mentoring program. 30 years ago, I had retired in real estate at 34 years of age, and I started teaching people. Now, why did I start teaching people? Because, one, there were so many scam real estate programs out there that I felt like there needed to be a quality program where people actually taught what real estate investors do. True ones, big name, big time. That really doesn't sound right because what I'm trying to say is I was a small investor when I first started teaching, and I taught small investors how to be good, professional small investors. Mom and poppers, we would call it, type thing. But I taught people to start out with the concept that you're a business and start with the business in mind and not start out with the just shoot from the hip kind of approach most mom and pop business people start with. So I taught people how to set up your business correctly, how to fund your business correctly, how to do the accounting correctly, how to stay within the laws and so on and so forth, how to produce the best product at the best price and compete in the marketplace. All those are just basic business principles that I had taken from my years of working in corporate America and moved them over into small-time real estate investing. As the years went on, I went from doing single-family houses to duplexes to fourplexes, got into small apartment complexes. And as I taught, it was a natural progression for me to be able to give away the deals that I no longer was going after. So when I was doing single-family houses, I started teaching people single-family. There was plenty of deals to go around for all the few hundred members I had at the time. But by the time I got up to a few thousand members, I was into buying apartment complexes. So I wasn't even in the competition with these people to buy these houses. And by the time I started teaching people to buy 5, 10, 20-unit apartment complexes, I was owning 60 and 80 unit apartment complexes. When I started people buying 60 and 80 unit apartment complexes, I had at that point started teaching people to do something that was larger than what I had. In fact, I taught a guy to buy a 100 unit apartment complex when I had never owned a 100 unit apartment complex, and the guy made a killing on it. And that's when I realized, something going on here. This is pretty important. So I decided I better go get some formal training on apartment complexes. And what I did was I looked into something called the Apartment Association. there's a Houston Apartment Association, a Texas Apartment Association, and a National Apartment Association. If you belong to the National Apartment Association, you henceforth do belong to the Texas and the citywide apartment associations. So there's a Houston Apartment Association, Dallas, San Antonio, Fort Worth, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's an apartment association in almost every city. Those people feed up into the State Apartment Association, and the State Apartment Association feeds up into the National Apartment Association. And it's a gigantic nonprofit organization that is founded on the concept of networking with the government over the laws. In other words, they have a lobbying component, an educational component of getting best practices out to the world so that there are no slumlords. Because the slumlords are what get laws passed against real estate investors. And so when I saw that, I go, man, this is exactly what I've been teaching now for whatever it was, 5, 6, 8, 10 years. I don't remember how long it had been before I got in. I retired in 1990, so it was 6 years later that I was up into apartment complexes. And at this point, I thought, you know, I got to get in here and get some formal education on this stuff. And so I went to their training classes. And it was interesting. What happened was they asked me not to come back. And I said, what are you talking about? And what I found out was the education was for employees of apartment complexes, not for owners of apartment complexes. And I was asking questions they didn't want asked in front of employees. They didn't want employees to know how much money they were making. They didn't want them to know how they made millions of dollars on these deals. They wanted employees just to go in there and learn how to increase the income of the property, operate the property effectively. Interesting concept. So they asked me not to come back, and they just passed me through the whole program. I did pass the test, but they passed me through the program just to kind of get me out of the way so I wouldn't be there talking to these employees, which the owners didn't want somebody like me talking to them, you know? So a couple weeks later, a couple months later, they called me up and they said, you know, we want to have a program for owners. We think that the stuff that you're teaching is important. We think that we'd like to see owners know more about real estate and not be slumlords. So we'd like you to come back and sit on a board, a panel called IRO, Independent Real Estate Owners Board, that will create a curriculum for independent real estate investors. I said, well, I already do that. And they go, yeah, we know, but we want you to help us do it for us. And so I said, okay. And there was like three people on the panel because there were no independent real estate owners. There were big management companies. That's who ran everything. There were very few people that actually owned real estate themselves. And so in no time at all, I recruited some of my Lifestyles members to be on the board. And pretty soon we controlled the board of directors and we started creating programs for people that we could use the Apartment Association's funds and access to information to build programs that were more along the lines of what they wanted to see go out as opposed to what I wanted to teach people how to do, which was to retire and be rich. So we created a symbiotic relationship that has led to some of the most interesting and exciting news about real estate investing in the country, anywhere and everywhere. And so today I'm going to try to explain that to you and give you an insight, a view into the inner workings of what we do here and how we take people in anywhere from 2 to 5 years and retire them after they may have worked 20 or 30 years in corporate America. So we're going to take a short break right now. And we come back, I'm going to jump back in and show you how we took over and dominated the entire country in real estate investing. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Del Walmsley talks about positive cash flow tax-free.
I bought one little rent house. So a month later, I bought three more. Now I started receiving even more positive cash flow. $880 a month positive cash flow after just 2 months. This cash flow was tax-free because of the way I did it. Because if you know how to do it the right way, you won't pay taxes on that.
Give yourself a raise tax-free. Find out how at Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register today at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Discussing how to understand what Lifestyles really is and what it does. And that Lifestyles itself, Lifestyles Unlimited Incorporated, is an education and mentoring program. It's not a real estate investment firm. We do not raise capital. We do not invest in deals. Now, having said that, I'm a real estate investor. I own real estate and real estate deals. My deals are owned by me. Now, we have members that have come here and have got trained on how to be real estate investors, and they own their deals. And some of them have actually learned to become syndicators, and they've put deals together, and other members have invested with them. And if that's what this gentleman is asking about, how do I find out about these deals? You have to be a member to find out about the deals, because you won't get to know these people unless you know the people. And these are not publicly traded deals. There is no financials you can get your hands on unless you're in the deals. Now, having said that, to overcome that limitation, we do case studies every single month. We have an office in Houston, an office in Dallas, office in San Antonio, office in Phoenix, Arizona. We've just opened up a realty office out in Atlanta. But in all of our offices, we do a thing called case studies, where people come in, and we have a multifamily case study, a single family case study, and they go through their deals in depth and allow for open-ended questions. You can just ask whatever you want, and they'll tell you. So that's how people, one way people get to know what these deals are like, is by going to these case studies or watching these case studies. If you can't actually get to one, you can watch them online. They're available online, and you just sit at home and watch them. Got questions? You text your questions in, and they get answered. So it is possible to find out about many of these deals, but you have to understand we've been doing this for 30 years. There are tens of thousands of deals, and many of the tens of thousands of deals have already been sold and or have changed hands two or three times. There is no way to look at these things and in any way, shape, or form and say this is what's typical. Why? Because there are deals that are designed to be heavy rehab deals. They're designed to have no rehab and everything in between. The value plays and or yield plays. And a value play is where we buy something that's all messed up and we fix it. And a yield play is where we buy something that's all fixed up and we just own it and run it. And the deals are everywhere in between. So there is no average to this stuff. If you took 1 and 100 and averaged them and came out to 50, that doesn't represent the guy who got 1, doesn't represent the guy who got 100. Not even close. So that's not a fair way to look at these investments. Now, when you look further, you have to ask yourself, well, how good is that? How successful? Well, over the years, on these case studies, we've introduced you to people on the radio. Every week on the radio, I have a Tell Dell segment where somebody talks about retiring. I had a guy just yesterday talking about retirement. I got a guy tomorrow going to talk about retirement, where we introduce these people to you and let them tell you their stories, because you don't care what I did. You care what you can do, and these people represent people like yourself and what they can do. But the biggest thing is to understand is that whatever that you think it's a specific deal has to be or should be, or is it good enough or not good enough, whatever, all that is kind of irrelevant, because the reality is most people who come here and aggressively get involved with this program and invest generally retire between 2 and 5 years after getting involved in it. Now, I don't know the exact numbers, but you got to, first of all, take the people that get involved and invest and aggressively get you there in a shorter period of time and less aggressively get you there in a longer period of time. So again, there's no average. If it takes one guy a year to retire, it takes another guy 5 years to retire, what's the average mean? Nothing. That's the problem with being sold something. When you have slick salespeople on the radio or on TV and they're telling you, you know, we do this and we do that, it's all just BS. These financial planner guys, they're just filling you full of hokey pokey. We do what's best for our clients. No, you don't. You do what's best for you. I don't make any money off of these real estate deals. I don't take any part of them. I don't have any ownership in them. My members have ownership in them. My members make money off these deals. I have real estate agencies. I own real estate companies. My real estate brokers and agents get paid commissions to do these deals. But I'm not a broker nor an agent. So this is all about getting you educated to where you can win. Now, how good is our education? Well, let's talk about this. When you talk about a national champion at anything, I live here in Houston, so we've got just the most diverse set of sports groups in the world, but none of them are any good. And the Astros won something, but the Texans have never won anything. Multiple years, never won anything. The Rockets have never won anything, even though they had one of the best players in the country playing for them. In fact, two or three or four of the best players in the country. And they never won anything. So you have to ask yourself, what's the problem? Well, the problem is the coach. It's the team. It's the game plan. You've got to have good players to win, but you've got to have a plan. Now, a coach being good can take his team and beat yours, then he can take your team and beat his. Now, why do I bring that up? Well, in 2006, I went to the Houston Apartment Association for that education I told you about. And that year, I took a deal where I put $600,000 and invested into a 140-unit apartment complex and made $1.7 million over the next 2 years. Now, let me say that again. I took $600,000, made $1.7 million. That's unbelievable. In fact, it won me the award for Real Estate Investor of the Year in Houston, Texas. Now, that year, each city and state sends their champion up to the National Apartment Association. So the following year in 2007, they sent me the National Apartment Association with that same deal. I'm still touting that same deal. And I won the National Apartment Association Real Estate Independent Real Estate Owner of the Year. IRO, Independent Real Estate Owner of the Year. I own that property. I made that happen. I made that money. I changed that property from a garbage property to a nice property. I raised the rents. I made it a better place to live. I improved the community. All the stuff that goes with best product, best price. And by doing that, I was now the number one independent real estate investor in the country, according to the National Apartment Association. How many people is that to have to beat? 44,000 independent real estate investors in this country that are a part of the National Apartment Association. I was number one. Now think about this. The Texans can't even beat 30 teams. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Del Walmsley explains how he found that speck of light that got him into the lifestyle.
I had a guy that used to come into the health club every day and work out for 4 hours a day, sit in the jacuzzi, swim, play racquetball, was happy, looked great, tan all the time. And one day I just asked him, what do you do for a living? And he said, Del, I own real estate.
Well, do you own real estate? Register for our live online free workshop and find out how you can get all the things you want out of life with passive income. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Brought to you by Lifestyles Unlimited.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. Today I'm talking about how Lifestyles has developed over the last 30 years. This is our 30-year anniversary. And I'm just trying to share with you how immense Lifestyles really is. I really can't wrap my arms around you and shake you hard enough to see that this thing's been going on for 30 years. Currently, we have on our database about 50,000 clients in that area somewhere. That's how large we are. We're all over the country. We're in every state in the country right now. Most cities have members of ours, and many cities have what we'd call ambassadors, people that live there that, although we don't have an actual office in that city, we have groups that meet and network together to do this stuff. Well, as I was telling the story, in 2007, I won the National Apartment Association Independent Real Estate Investor of the Year. I came back to my group and I said, you know, guys, two things occurred. I made over $1 million in one transaction, which, you know, you say you want to be a millionaire. It's one thing to have $1 million worth of assets and $1 million worth of debt. It's another thing to have $1 million worth of assets with no debt, or $2 million with assets with $1 million worth of debt and have a net worth of $1 million. Your personal residence, your cars, your investments all be worth net $1 million. But it's another thing altogether to make $1 million in one transaction. Completely different thing. So I expanded my mind and I said, look, this is something we've got to take a look at. And now I'm going to take you one more level that you don't have to worry about, but there is the thing where you start making $1 million a year, and then the next level is you make $1 million a month. Now, I'm not expecting you to even be able to perceive that kind of wealth. That's not what I'm trying to take you. I want to take you back to make $1 million in one transaction. That occurs at Lifestyles quite often. Quite often, these deals produce over $1 million profit in one deal. So I went back to my people and I said, look, to my members, I said, you've got two goals here. One is to make enough money for you to retire if you wish to. And the second one is to be so good at what we do is to win awards. Now, it's not that hard to win awards if you are copying the best. If you went to play with the best team, the Patriots, and the Patriots won 7 rings or whatever, if you think of that, being on that coach's team, winning a ring is not that hard to believe. And there's 30 teams. But when you take a look at going against 44,000 people over the whole country, that's quite a bit of competition. But when you break it down and go, you first have to win at your city level, then you win at the state level, then at the national level. So it's kind of like a playoffs. And I came back and said, look, to my mentors, I said, the only way you as mentors can prove to me that you're doing the job that you're here to do is if, one, you retire someone, make that big killing deal to retire someone, or a bunch of base hits that retire someone, or two, one of your mentees, students, wins an award. And so we set out to try to be the best real estate investors in the country. The following year, we won the National Apartment Association Independent Rental Owner of the Year. The next year, we won it. 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 And then in 2012, we won not only the Independent Rental Owner of the Year, we won the best real estate transaction, best property in the country that year. 2013, we won it. 2014, The short and skinny of it all is, since 2007 to 2020, we have had winners in local, state, and National Apartment Association Independent Real Estate Owner of the Year. Every single year. So on the national level, every year, think of these people. There's 44,000 people. There's hundreds of organizations across the country. And every year they go, you know, the winner's going to be one of those lifestyles people. We don't even vote. We're not even in the voting for who wins this thing. We just have the best investors and the best deals in the country. And because of that, we've won it every year for 14 years in a row. Now, would you like to get to meet those people? Would you like to get to meet all the people, the one, the local ones, the state ones, and the national ones? Well, you have an opportunity to. Because a couple of years ago, I decided we had been going to regional once-a-year big investment seminars. And we would go there and we'd have our little talk. And I said, you know what? These things are stupid. You've got David O'Donnell, Robert Allen, Jeff McCone, Tommy Vu, the Milans, Ron LeGrand, Carl Sheets, Robert Kiyosaki, Donald Trump, Robert. You even had Trump had his own deal. All of these seminar gurus were selling crap to people. Garbage programs. And they were all there just fighting over selling them their program. There was no real benefit to come to the expos that they had other than just to buy product. Well, I decided to change that. So I got my crew together and I said, we're going to have the largest real estate investor expo in the country. And we did. And the best expo that had ever been on had done about 600 people, maybe 1,000 people. We came out the first year with 2,500 people. Then we got to 3,000, 3,500, 4,000, 4,500. If you can imagine 4,000 or 5,000 of the top real estate investors in the country that you can get to at one day, 2 days, then you're beginning to understand what the expo is. The expo starts on a Thursday. Actually, for the public, it starts on a Friday. For us, it starts on Thursday. But for the public, it starts Friday. This year, this is going to be September 3rd. Friday, September 3rd, is what we call a master's tour. Now, if you can even imagine this, the people that are the best real estate investors in the country are taking you to their apartment complexes. You're getting private viewing. We're riding around in a bus together. We're discussing what's been done. We get out, we stop, we walk the whole property. They tell you everything they did. They tell you your numbers. It's just unbelievable. You will not believe the amount of information you'll get, and you will not believe how open and honest these people are. And we do that all day Friday. There's 8 different properties. you'll get to go to four of them. There's a possibility you may get to go to all eight of them, but that's something we're looking into right now. It's going to take some logistics to do that, but at least four of them. That's what, for the last 5 years, you go to four of them. It takes almost the whole day to do it. We have a lunch. We provide lunch for you, and then we return back to the office, and we have a debrief. And a debrief is where we actually tell you what you should have saw. Okay, we went there. Let's talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly, what we saw. Let's talk about what could have been done to make each one better. Let's talk about what you would have done if you would have had that property. And let's vote on which one's the best. Now, for those of you that don't want to go on the tour, you don't want to sit in a bus and go see people's properties, on Friday, we have a networking brunch between 9:30 and 11 where you can network with people. You will blow your mind when you see hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people that have done this, and you're just networking with them. We have a class on single family, and we have classes that we call breakout sessions all day long. We have an expert hall, which is a vendor's hall where you need people. Business is a team sport. You need a team. You walk in here, boom, you're going to line up your team. It's all right there for you. After the bus guys get back, we then have a networking reception and two more breakout sessions in the evening. So even if you go on the bus tour, you're going to be able to get to the breakout sessions. Now, that's Friday. Now, Saturday is all day long educational classes and one general assembly meeting where I'll speak and a few other people and some very impressive guests, which I'm not going to announce yet. But I guarantee you, it will blow your mind again. When you see 5,000 people sitting in one place and talking about real estate investing, it's got to get your juices flowing. We'll be right back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
Lifestyles Unlimited invites you to the world's largest wealth and passive income expo, September 3rd and 4th, Irving, Texas. You'll connect with successful investors and industry experts. Learn being real estate retired at any age. Attend breakout sessions with industry experts. Learn from real people successfully investing in real estate right now. Leave with your passive income plan in hand. The entire Lifestyles Unlimited team of realtors, mentors, educators, and operational consultants want to meet you Friday and Saturday, September 3rd and 4th in the Metroplex Irving Convention Center at Las Colinas. Join thousands of top investors and multimillionaire real estate investor Del Wamsley. Del is mentor to top award-winning investors across the country. Go to WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com. Enter promo code FREEDOM and receive $97 off any pass or package. That's WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com. Promo code FREEDOM. WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. Today we're talking about what Lifestyles really is and about the Lifestyles Expo coming up in September here. And I just want to, again, sort of recap what you're going to get to do. You're going to get to meet the top real estate investors in the country that have won city, state, and local and national IRO Investor of the Year, Independent Real Estate Investor of the Year Awards since 2007. And we've won it every year since 2007. That's 14 years in a row. You're going to meet hundreds of these people that have won all these different awards and everything. Then you're going to get to meet our mentors, the mentor list. If you go online to look this all up, just look up Lifestyles Unlimited Expo. But I just want to, as you look this up, to notice that we have our multifamily mentors are going to be there. We've got 8, 9, 10, 11 mentors showing up for this thing. Total between these mentors is 32,400 units between these guys that these guys and gals own and operate. 32,400 units just by our mentors alone. Then we have our multifamily operation consultants. These, by the way, they all happen to be ladies, are ladies that worked in the business as supervisors, and each of them have operated as many as 5,000 units at one time. They have managed tens of thousands of units as a group, and those are the people that help you operate your property once you buy it. And then we have single family mentors, and we're looking at 10, 11 of those that are going to be there, and their total unit count between all of them is about 4,000 units. So you're talking about very, very successful people that you're going to have there, and you're going to have them there teaching you. There's all kinds of events. Saturday, Expo, September 4th. Now, remember, Friday was our tour and the beginning of the Expo. Saturday, second day of the Expo. Check-in at 7 o'clock. Networking breakfast. Again, more networking. General Assembly, that's where I speak, from 8:45 to 11:15. And other speakers that I have going to come up on stage with me. Then the expert hall opens from 7 in the morning, and it's open till 5:30 at night, and that's the vendor program where you can go in there and meet all the people that are going to be doing business with you. Preferred Investors Lounge, if you're a preferred investor, you get to go in there and network with the top investors. Networking lunch is at 11:30 to 1, and then the breakout sessions start. And we have many, many different breakout sessions going on throughout the day. For the rest of the day, there's 1, 2, 3, 4 slots, and each slot probably has 3 or 4 different sessions going on at the same time. At 5:30 to 7:30, this is the crazy part, guys. We have what we call the preferred investor mixer. For the people that are at the level of being accredited investors and have gone to that level in our program, we have a giant networking event where there's about 250 registered deal syndicators. They're all Lifestyles members. About 250 of them with the opportunity for you to network them and get onto their list, and you to get them on your list of networking. Typically in this room, and it's just one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen in my life, there'll be 2,000 passive investors in there hooking up with about 250 syndicators. It's one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen. But you have to be a member to be in this part of the expo. All right. So if you're just an outside syndicator out there, you can't get in to this. You have to be a member to get in. Okay. Next, preferred investor mixer. Yeah. Then the breakout, last breakout session is at 6. And then at 8 o'clock at night, from 8 to midnight, we're having the legacy dinner with Del Walmsley and the 30th anniversary party. So this is my big anniversary, 30th anniversary party. It's going to be big, it's going to be fun. Live music, drinks, food, you name it. It's going to be incredible. Not going to want to miss this. And that will be the end of the event so far. And you want to go to all of it. Now, people tell me it's like drinking water out of a fire hose at these events. But the bottom line is that you take in what you can take in. And no matter where you are in your journey, maybe you're just at the point where you don't even believe stuff like this really exists, or that people really make this money. Just meeting 10, 20, 50, 100 people and telling you, no, it's real. I've been here for 1 year, 5 years, 10 years. It works. These people, look, talk to that person there, talk to that person there, talk to that person. Or maybe it's the educational, you know, breakout sessions that explain to you what you need to do. And maybe the aha light goes on. Maybe that's the key for you. Maybe it's just getting to meet people personally. Maybe it's just believing it's real. You know, seeing 5,000 people confirming it's been around for 30 years can give you some credibility and make you feel comfortable with the whole thing. Whatever it is, every person that I've ever met that has gone to this expo has changed their mind about where they're going to retire and when they're going to retire, because it opens your mind to a level of thinking you would never be able to get to if you don't see this level of success. September. You got to go. Go right now to online, Lifestyles Unlimited, Wealth and Passive Expo, and look it up. Or if nothing else, just look up Lifestyles Unlimited Expo 2021. Don't miss this. This is important. It could be the very next thing that changes the rest of your life. And remember, it's not just to make a little more money. It's to create an incredible, unbelievable, non-duplicatable quality of lifestyle. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.